an official with the African Union peacekeeping force reached in the Darfuri capital of El Fasher said 6 villages have been attacked. The group Human Rights Watch has also reported bombing of rebel-held villages in North Darfur. A rebel commander in the Darfur region says several civilians have been killed and thousands more displaced. Commander Jara Nebi is a member of the National Redemption Front, an alliance of Darfur rebels that did not sign the May 5th Darfur peace agreement. He told VOA that he believes the Sudanese government is trying to expand its territory in the region.
3 days ago, they are again in the area of Amsidil. They burn the village of Amsidil and kidnap all the villages around Amsidil area and kill about 5 men. Civilian has been killed yesterday in Amsidil area. Till now, I hear the sound of antelope around this area.
And Nebi's group and another rebel faction have refused to sign on to the accord, saying it does not grant enough political power to Darfuris, nor enough compensation to victims of the 3-year war. Last week, leading human rights group Amnesty International warned of a potential humanitarian catastrophe in Darfur, charging that Sudan had begun a troop buildup in the region. Sudan is under intense pressure to allow a United Nations force to take over peacekeeping operations in Darfur. The African Union force currently monitoring Darfur has struggled with a weak mandate and funding problems. On Thursday, the UN Security Council approved a resolution to send 20,000 UN military and police personnel to Darfur. But Sudan has said it will not allow the UN into Darfur, likening a UN force to colonization. The Darfur conflict began when rebels attacked government positions, complaining that the remote region remained undeveloped due to neglect by the central government. Sudan is charged with arming militias to crush the rebellion. Some 200,000 people have died and more than 2 million have been displaced in what the United States calls genocide. Noelle King for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.